Reaction continues into the resignation of U.S. Attorney Jim Letton. While officials are taking steps to find a replacement, some members of the public are stunned. Democratic Congressman Cedric Richmond of New Orleans thanked Letton for his nearly 12 years of service as the region's top federal law enforcement officer. But he also noted earlier that the revelation of two of his top prosecutors posting anonymous online comments was troubling. He wrote to Attorney General Eric Holder that he and other members of the Congressional Black Caucus are concerned an internal review could be impaired, and he suggested more dire actions may be needed. Letton took that step himself.
Next Tuesday, December 11, that's next week, my resignation as United States Attorney for the Eastern District of Louisiana will take place.
Senator Mary Landrieu and Mayor Mitch Landrieu both praised Letton's record. She will be forwarding names of possible replacements to Holder and the White House. After Letton's announcement, some people in New Orleans were taken off guard. Mary Reedy had been shopping when Letton made his announcement.
Oh, I'm shocked. I'm surprised. I don't think he should. I mean, he didn't do anything wrong.
Douglas Hamill said he expected that Letton, a Republican, wouldn't serve much longer at the discretion of a Democratic president.
It's unfortunate for the citizens that we're going to lose such a great leader, but what happened is the requirement that he did what he did and put his resignation in. It would have been difficult for him to keep his job with President Obama being reelected.
Charles Custer said he thought Letton has done a good job.
It's disappointing. If he's been aware of what was going on and didn't stop it, then that's unfortunate on his part. But bad people drag good people down with them.
There's no timetable set for selecting Letton's replacement. For WWNO, I'm Eileen Fleming.